Hello, welcome to the first episode of your Poetic Karaoke. This is the season one, and the country that we are gonna be reviewing is America. In this chapter one, the poet that we are gonna talk about is Charles Bukowski. The poems of Charles Bukowski breathe the same frozen air in the classic streets of LA. He was raised in a harsh childhood. Writing was his secret revenge against loneliness and abuse. Avid reader of Hemingway and Dostoevsky, he created verses that might sound violently honest. Quiet voices hiding the broken sound of misfortune. A brutal testimony of an anonymous Hollywood insider in the 1950s. He died 30 years ago in 1994. Bluebird is definitely my favorite poem from Charles Bukowski. It's a tender piece where Bukowski reveals a softer, more vulnerable side hidden beneath his tough interior. Let's go read it. Bluebird. There is a bluebird in my heart that wants to get out, but I'm too tough for him. I say, stay in there. I'm not going to let anybody see you. There is a bluebird in my heart that wants to get out, but I pour whiskey on him and inhale cigarette smoke and the horse and the bartenders and the grocery clerks never know that he is in there. There is a bluebird in my heart that wants to get out, but I'm too tough for him. I say, stay down. Do you want to mess me up? You want to screw up the works? You want to blow my book sales in Europe? There is a bluebird in my heart that wants to get out, but I am too clever. I only let him at night sometimes when everybody's asleep. I say, I know you are there, so don't be sad. Then I put him back, but he's singing a little in there. I haven't quite let him die, and we sleep together like that. With our secret pact, and it's nice enough to make a man weep, but I don't weep. Do you? Second poem is Roll the Dice. Roll the dice. If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. If you're going to try, go all the way. This could mean losing girlfriends, wives, relatives, jobs, and maybe your mind. Go all the way. It could mean not eating for 3 or 4 days. It could mean freezing on a park bench. It could mean jail. It could mean derision, mockery, isolation. Isolation is the gift. All the others are the test of your endurance, of how much you really want to do it. And you'll do it despite rejection and the worst odds, and it will be better than anything else you can imagine. If you are going to try, go all the way. There is no other feeling like that. You will be alone with the gods, and the nights will flare with fire. Do it, do it, do it, do it all the way. All the way. You will ride life straight to perfect laughter. It is the only good fight there is. We're gonna read So You Want to Be a Writer? It's an iconic poem offering advice to aspiring writers, emphasizing the importance of passion and authenticity in writing. Let's go read it. So You Want to Be a Writer? If it doesn't come bursting out of you in spite of everything, don't do it. Unless it comes and asks out of your head, and your mind, and your mouth, and your gut, don't do it. If you have to sit for hours staring at your computer screen or hunch over your typewriter searching for words, don't do it. If you are doing it for money or fame, don't do it. If you are doing it because you want women in your bed, don't do it. If you have to sit there and rewrite again and again, don't do it. If it is hard work just thinking about doing it, don't do it. If you're trying to write like somebody else, forget about it. You have to wait for it to roar out of you, then wait patiently. If it never does roar out of you, do something else. If you first have to read to your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your parents or to nobody at all, you are not ready. Don't be like so many writers. Don't be like so many thousands of people who call themselves writers. Don't be dull and boring or pretentious. Don't be consumed with self-love. The libraries of the world have young deserve sleep over your kind. Don't add to that. Don't do it. Unless it comes out of your soul like a rocket. Unless being still would drive your madness or suicide or murder. Don't do it. Unless the sun is hanging on you is burning your gut. Don't do it. When it's truly time and you have been chosen, it will do it by itself. And it will keep on doing it until you die or it dies in you. There is no other way, and there never was.